Hi guys, how are you doing today? This is your host, Oe Zephyr, with my special podcast dedicated to the insights of cryptocurrencies and tips for improving your life by adapting to the rapidly changing financial environment. First, my disclaimer. I'm not a certified financial planner, advisor, nor a certified financial analyst, nor an economist, nor a CPA, nor an accountant, nor a lawyer. I'm not a finance professional through formal education. I'm simply a cryptocurrency and blockchain enthusiast. This is for entertainment purposes only. Follow my advice at your own risk. Are you ready? Let's get started. Bitcoin price update. Bitcoin opened $6,211.67 yesterday. The highest recorded for yesterday was $6,240.07. And the lowest recorded was $6,203.67. A change of upward of $14.21 was observed, with a supply of 17,319,988 and a market cap of 108 trillion. No, that is, it's like a 0.108. That's like $100 billion, whereas the highest recorded for this week was $6,641.69, and the lowest was recorded at $6,177.15. A Bitcoin analysis: the current price of Bitcoin is sitting at a comfortable USD 6,300 level, 6,300 level, meaning although we saw a huge sell-off, most likely due to pure market manipulation, Bitcoin's price is still above the US dollar 6,000 support level and below the US dollar 8,400 resistance level. The trigger to sell-off that took place during the beginning of September was probably related to a wallet which remained inactive for 4 years and then decided to dump some Bitcoin, according to some sources, not before, of course, a huge short against Bitcoin appearing on our good old friend Bitfinex. This leads me to believe that the flash crash was due to a single player or entity selling about 100,000 Bitcoin to make a quick buck. 100,000 Bitcoin. Wow, that's a lot of money. So if you look at 1 year evolution of Bitcoin's price from September 2017 to 2018, what we notice is that it grew 1.5 times. Now, does history predict future prices? Clearly not, but it can tell us a really interesting story. For one, will this bear market have a long-term influence on the price of Bitcoin? Is the cryptocurrency market capable of recovering? If you remember the words of expert traders and investors, you should always buy when there's fear and sell when there's hype. I see the past 6 months as an amazing opportunity to snatch some Bitcoin, or any other cryptocurrency for that matter, at a really nice price. Would you sell off your investment at a loss if you knew it could be 1.5 times higher next year? Well, the reason why so many people invest in Bitcoin is due to its volatility. Without it, there would be a lower chance for epic gains. Whoever is patient during extensive bear markets will eventually take home a buttload of profits. This is what price history tells us. What eventually comes up must come down, yet the opposite is also happening. You might still be worried though, how can anyone be sure that what the future holds? What if this is the only time ever the market won't recover? What if I lost all my money? My advice is to stop going in circles, literally. The point is, ride the waves, don't fight them. Find a reliable strategy. Now, there are plenty to choose from, but your goal is to choose one and stick to it. It's easier said than done, especially if you like to glue your face to a candle chart on a daily basis. However, do not deviate from the path before you're sure there's an abyss. Any strategy depends on its players. Think if you're into researching projects, teams, businesses, and make long-term bets, or care more about price action and short-term trading, or both? I really can't say. It depends greatly on your personal interests. Unless you have the money to move mountains, on this specific case, the mountain bringing the price, or being the price, it's futile to worry too much. What about you can do? The way I see it, this is a very simple binary game. You either win or lose by selling or buying. The options are quite simple, and the end results depends on good strategy, hard work, timing, and patience. Let's get down to business and discuss my view on how to tackle bear markets. Strategies take time to show results, like everything worth in life. Most successful traders understand this as a golden rule, as well as no strategy can overcome all obstacles. That's just the way it is. Some bottlenecks cannot be avoided, and you will make bad choices. Here's a pro tip. Enjoy falling. It's part of the learning experience. After all, we're just human. Even bots make mistakes, as they are crafted by us and code isn't free of bugs. Learning from those experiences, what can make you a better trader or investor? For example, if you had bought cryptocurrency on those 6 months prior to January 2018, you could be making a hefty profit by converting your cryptocurrency into fiat. Anyone with a bit of sense in their heads would at least convert enough to cover for the initial investment. That way, even if the price went to zero, you would have your butts covered. What if you're stuck at a potential loss because you came in too late, you might be asking yourself. My strategy is simple. Buy when prices are low, sell when prices are high. Hence, there are always two options. Sell the assets at a much lower profit or at a loss and reinvest at a later stage, or keep the assets. Maybe buy more to average losses and wait for another bull run. Whatever decision you think is right, it is the right one. The likelihood we look at money, risks, and rewards the same is quite thin, meaning there are no right or wrong answers. What matters to me is the ultimate goal, to make money. And the best way to achieve that is to stick to a strategy and keep going at it, with a certain degree of critical thinking, as you don't want to keep losing money in the long term. China's central bank is supporting the creation of a new trading platform. Have you heard about this? Even that countries around the world are giving a hard time to crypto traders, investors, and coins in general, there are many that do support the technology behind them. One of them is China, which is signing various blockchain-related patents, being on a constant support for growing tech. The platform backed by the People's Bank of China, this name here, it's a little difficult to pronounce. Guangdong, Hong Kong, Macau, Great Bay Area Trade Finance blockchain platform is going to hurdle with various financial and transaction related issues that micro to medium firms deal with. China has been cracking down on activities using virtual currencies, but blockchain is quite advanced technology which has been adopted by many countries, so China will definitely not lag behind. Li Chao, an analyst at Beijing-based consultancy iResearch, told the Global Times on Wednesday. So blockchain technology could also ensure a more efficient and safe information sharing system, and is expected to reduce the finance costs for micro to medium-sized enterprises, Lee said. Going by the report on Standard, it takes up to 2 weeks to clear one round of trade financing. However, using the revolutionary blockchain technology, it could be done in approximately 20 minutes. At the same time, costs would lower dramatically, as described as noted out by a vice president of the transacting division of Ping An Bank. Previously, financing costs for micro to medium-sized enterprises were about 7-8% of the blockchain, but the blockchain system could cut the cost less to 6%, said Lee. Keeping in mind how costly a change of an already established system can be, Lee mentioned that it could be first introduced for users from Greater Bay. Now, here's some cryptocurrency trading guidance. One of the main attractions of the day trading Bitcoin Ether or Ripple or any one of the other liquid coins is volatility. Prices that fluctuate rapidly and or in a wide range are said to be highly volatile. This volatility is one of the main draws for short-term day traders as it gives them the opportunity to get in and out of market, hopefully with gains. The current top four cryptocurrency coins by size are Bitcoin, Ether, Ripple, and Bitcoin Cash. All currently have market capitalizations in excess of $20 billion, providing an ample source of liquidity. Keep an eye on your chosen coin's market size and maybe the next four coins below to make sure liquidity is constant. You know, what's liquidity? Liquidity is the ability to turn your investment into cash quickly. And if you purchase a low market cap coin, you might get stuck with that because there are no buyers to purchase the coins from you if you know you wanted to sell them. So you got to be really careful with the market cap size. And in this case, you know, we're looking at $20 billion market cap, which is on a high end. Typically, when I'm investing in a altcoin, I'm looking at $500,000 market cap, at least on the low end. Otherwise, you're going to get stuck with the coins. So it is not just the capitalization of a coin that makes it liquid. The exchange marketplace where you trade the coins, equally important. How popular are they? There have been many numerous examples of exchanges, and remember, these are mainly unregulated. They have halted trading in times of extreme volatility or because they have been hacked or they cannot handle the volume of the trades. There have been many examples of cryptocurrency exchanges that have suddenly closed down with clients losing some or all of their money. So choose your marketplace carefully and make sure liquidity, reliability, and if possible, market regulation are at the top of your list before entering any trade. Investment firms like IG, Ringfence, client funds by using segregated accounts at regulated banks and are authorized and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. In addition, trading is about being comfortable and being able to go both long and short in any of the coins you decide to trade. If you are unable to short a coin, that is, sell a coin that you know you don't own, your chances of making money on a regular basis are severely curtailed. Check that the marketplace that you're going to use gives you maximum flexibility and reliability. Discipline is key. The key to trading success. When entering a trade, identify your entry price, your stop loss level, and your target price. Do not enter a trade without a stop loss, without fail. Even better, if your provider can offer you a guaranteed stop loss, normally for a small premium, you should consider it carefully. Market volatility can force prices straight through a stop loss, slippage, which can leave you at the mercy of your provider for your eventual fail. You know, I've done this several times, and as I'm learning the game, yeah, I didn't invest a whole lot, but I wondered when it happened. I was like, how did the market miss my stop loss? But I was setting my stop loss too tight, is what I was doing. Margin trading, if offered by your provider, ramps up volatility, and unless you are absolutely clear that you are able to use it correctly, leave it. Traders should also consider contracts for differences, CFDs, very carefully before using them. The market has enough volatility of its own and will continue to offer you opportunities to trade profitably. One of the main ways that traders lose money is by losing discipline and chasing losing trades, or by doubling down on positions that are going against them. This is the market controlling you and taking your money right in front of your eyes. Just don't do it, ever. Let's look at some relatively new altcoins. Deep Onion. Onion is the ticker name, $17 million market size. So Deep Onion is sent through the Tor network, blurring introduction points via Onion routing across a free worldwide overlay network of over 7,000 relays. Beep Onion is 100% untraceable, they claim, allowing users to skirt identification from third parties while authorizing hidden payments via their Deep Send payment technology, set for launch in quarter three of 2018. Unlike Bitcoin, which fails to encrypt its traffic, allowing for packet snooping to determine a user's IP address, Deep Onion accounts for potential jurisdictional legal ramifications from using cryptocurrency, e.g. using Bitcoin in a country where it has been outlawed, providing security and obfuscation across four core layers: application layer, transaction layer, protocol layer, and transport layer. Now, why is Onion worth keeping an eye on? Deep Onion's quarter one 2018 has already seen the rollout of a mobile wallet for Android, anonymizing and hiding users' IP addresses and protecting their identities while on the move, and the launch of Deep Onion Vote Central, a voting mechanism allowing anonymous democratic representation and guidance of Deep Onion's future development based on Onion wallet balance. However, their quarter one pales in comparison to what they have in store for the rest of 2018, airdropping 12.5 million coins to the Onion community, seeking more exchange listings, partnering with more shopping websites and gaming platforms. A driving factor in Deep Onion's growth and solidification as an undervalued privacy coin is due to their massive community and support network, one which understands the necessity of community formation and is epitomized by their official Deep Onion Forum, which boasts everything from tutorials to events and contests to mining and stock and staking talk. Finally, Deep Onion's rest of 2018 and beyond stands to catapult it towards the forefront of privacy coins, as they are set to launch Deep Send to add an application layer and final state of anonymity and security via decentralized exchanges and marketplaces. Implement smart contracts with Tor integration and gain mainstream media traction. And keep in mind, they haven't even begun their advertising campaign, as denoted in their roadmap. As of today, Deep Onion's price sits at 31 cents, or 14,714 Satoshis. So, ontology. This one's new to me. $1.2 billion market cap. Launched in early March 2018, having opted out of funding through ICO route, instead circulating tokens via airdrop to NEO holders. Ontology is a blockchain distributed ledger network, providing infrastructure for a peer-to-peer, cross-chain, cross-application, cross-device, and cross-system and industry by combining distributed identity systems, data exchanges, data collaboration, procedure protocols, communities, and attestation and industry-specific modules for distributed scenarios all into one platform. Simply put, Ontology is creating a decentralized trust ecosystem supporting robust systems of digital identity, blockchain frameworks, data protection, and commerce data search engine functionalities, enabling businesses lacking knowledge of distributed networks to seamlessly transition onto the blockchain without having to expend substantial capital and development efforts. Ultimately, Ontology is a pre-constructed Lego kit made for businesses, eliminating the overwhelming blockchain learning curve by providing a bridge for an otherwise highly secularized financial ecosystem between companies who employ blockchain and distributed data systems and those who don't, while allowing for easy implementation and commerce and use functionality. Why ONT is worth keeping? Well, similar to the NEO ecosystem, which issues payouts to token holders in the form of gas, NEO's utility token, powering the deployment and running smart contracts for user activity in the network, Ontology's platform is set to pay out dividends in the form of ONG, Ontology Gas. ONT's utility token, used for payments on the network, as of this writing, Ontology has yet to publish the economic model of ONT to ONG payouts. However, if the ONT to ONG payout is similar to NEO's gas payouts, token holders could be looking at anywhere from 3-5% per year. In conjunction and furtherance of Ontology's elimination of blockchain curve and mainstream cultivation, is their quarter 2 2018 release of Socrates, a homogeneous chain network focused on sharding and trust ecosystem for distributed identification, reputation, and community framework. Specifically, Ontology's Socrates chain network is set to release mainnet, network communication platforms, smart contract platforms, and consensus algorithms, or VBFT. ONT's two trust ecosystem highlights are set to include ONT ID, a distributed identity framework, including distributed and diversified ownership confirmation, identification and authentication of individuals, entities, objects, and content, distributed identification protocol release, verifiable protocol release, all of which are fully implemented through smart contracts. Finally, in April of this year, Ontology announced a venture capital cooperation with four firms: Sequoia China, Dunhua Capital, Matrix Partners China, and Zen Fund, all of whom will contribute towards application development outreach and incubation in hopes of building a new generation of blockchain infrastructure and trust ecosystem for the support of real-world business application. As of today's Ontology price, $78 or 106,127 Satoshis. That will be it for today. I hope that you love today's podcast. I'll be joining you again shortly. Don't forget to tune in for my next podcast this coming Friday. I'm going to be covering a new documentary that's coming out called The Trust Machine by Justin Smith. I apologize if I got the name wrong. Going off of memory there. Justin Smith, I believe, is the director's name. I'm going to be covering this documentary on the blockchain, and I'm really excited about watching it. I wish I could make it to New York City and watch it, but that ain't happening. I'll let you know more information on this on this coming Friday. I was trying to give you the date. I don't remember the date. I'm always F here, guys. And if you like my podcast, please support me using the Anchor app. You can donate any amount of money. You can subscribe. You give me $5 a month. It doesn't matter. Thank you for listening.